Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been talking all morning about the government shutdown, about what it means to federal workers. And I really wanted to focus now on what it means for all of our municipalities, our small towns in Connecticut. And there's no better person to talk to about that than Danielle Cheesebro. She is the first selectman of Stonington, Connecticut. She's also the Connecticut chair of the Forward Party, a third party started by Andrew Yang. And good morning to you, Danielle.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to start with this. As a local leader in Stonington, Danielle, how does a federal government shutdown typically impact municipalities like yours?
No, it's a great question. And, you know, it's something we faced actually when I early stage took office in 2019. I mean, it can impact towns and cities in many different ways. I would just highlight a few, probably the largest, most concerning ones. Starting with, you know, across Connecticut, we have about a little over 10,000 federal civilian employees. And then in southeastern Connecticut in particular, you know, we have a lot of very dedicated men and women who work in the military branch of government. And having to see them, you know, oftentimes go without pay, but still be called into work because they're considered essential. Others, you know, just at home, unsure if they're going to come back to a job or not. I mean, that doesn't just impact their ability to, you know, pay their bills, put stresses on, you know, local and state ability to help support them. You know, for local officials, you know, I think Stonington, you know, faces the same problems as cities and towns. You know, recruitment and retention of people who want to work for the public sector is already hard. You know, we can't compete with private sector wages. So to take it now to this level where they also are facing such significant job uncertainty, it mm-hmm. makes us all very concerned about being able to recruit and retain quality staff. I'd also just touch on, you know, things like SBA loans for small businesses, stalled projects. We have a number of projects that we've been waiting years. And, you know, thanks to efforts from people like Congressman Courtney in our district, we obtained federal grants. And now we're concerned once again, you know, how will those payments come in? How will we be able to, you know, make payments? You know, the reason we went after the federal grants is we don't have this type of money at the local level. So there's those concerns. But I guess I would just wrap up with the largest concern that, you know, I think something in our councils of governments we talk about often with other mayors and first selectmen is trust, you know, trust in government. Even though this is at the federal level, the perception is across the board that, you know, government is dysfunctional and it's not working, and it trickles down through the state and to the local level, and it makes it really challenging to govern effectively.
Well, you bring up a great point, the point of trust, and how, you know, a lot of times people just lump all politicians into, you know, one bucket, and things like this don't help. And, you know, depending on what news network you watch or publication you read, you know, one will tell you it's the Democrats' fault. The next one will tell you it's the Republicans' fault. The next one will tell you that it's President Trump's fault. And so I think it's getting awfully hard for people to discern who to hold accountable and how. And so what can a member of the general public actually do in this scenario where we are, you know, we do have a government shutdown?
No, thank you so much for asking that. I mean, this is really why 2 years ago when I ran again for office in Stonington, I decided to get involved and run as a forward candidate. I actually had to petition on to keep my job. But it's because I think this is just another sign that our system is broken. You know, it's not the individual Republican or Democrat elected officials' fault, in my opinion. It's a sign the entire system is broken. And I think we've known this for some time. And I think a lot of people, probably like me, are hopeful and optimistic it's going to get better. But what I think the everyday average American Connecticut resident, I think we need to come to terms with the fact that our two-party system is not working. It's highly partisan. It does not work in a way that works for everyday people. I have elementary school kids, and we were talking about this and trying to explain it, and they kind of broke it down really simply. I mean, they even understand. They're like, you can't place blame and expect to get things done, right? You have to work together. Like, we, I think, at the local level, see that all the time. We might really disagree on issues, but we stay focused on the issues. It's not typically very partisan at that local level. You know, you're trying to pave that road or fix that bridge, and you're going to disagree maybe with how much money to spend, but you're focused on the issues and will disagree and have healthy debates, but it's not just finger pointing and walking away. So for me, I just think we have to accept that the system isn't working, but we can fix it. There are ways to look at other, you know, countries, other democracies. Other democracies don't have shutdowns like this. Advanced democracies, this is a very unique American issue. And again, just another sign that we're in a point where our government is dysfunctional, and I think we have to stop accepting it and think, oh, well, if we elect this new person, they're going to be able to fix it. It's just the people who are in office are wrong. I highly disagree with that. I think we know a lot of our federal delegation, they work extremely hard, and I'm sure people in other states who have dedicated Republican ones would feel the same way. It's the system that's broken. And that's why I do believe the work Forward is doing in Connecticut, why I got involved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're trying to find a way to rebuild trust in government and find a way the government can work for the people. And we need people to be willing to kind of work on that effort and not just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, I'm curious to get your perspective on this because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we've been through shutdowns before. There was one 7 years ago that lasted about a month or so. But for some reason, this one feels different. The rhetoric feels different. The two sides being so far apart feels different. The unwillingness to negotiate feels different. And then you take it a step further and you have President Trump warning the Democrats of what he says are irreversible consequences, threatening to use this as an opportunity to fire a bunch of federal workers. And you had this morning a representative named Ralph Norman who came out and sort of talked about maybe even not giving people back pay either. So why does it feel different this time, in your opinion?
In my opinion, you know, when this first happens, you think, okay, this is an anomaly. And again, we're going to work hard. We're going to learn from our mistakes and we're going to improve. But instead, I think what we've all seen is the kind of negativity, blaming, finger pointing from both sides of the aisle and pulling further back. I think you're villainizing people based on their beliefs and almost making them less than human is a very alarming and frightening thing. And we've been seeing it increase. So whichever side you might be on, it's becoming, I think, increasingly hard to work together and see them as maybe people who view differently, but not just opponents to be taken down. And it feels, I think, for many of us, we're in a very unhealthy place. It's only gotten worse, and government can't function like this. And then that trickles down and impacts everyday Americans, everyday Connecticut residents. I mean, affordability issues, issues of, you know, healthcare, childcare, all these very pressing challenges that we're facing, you know, they're not getting solved. We're not addressing them, and they're just spiraling. So I think people are quite honestly very afraid now. And we see that, you know, people who come into town hall, you know, you can feel the stress and anxiety and the changes in demeanor. I mean, it trickles down, impacts people's everyday life.
So Danielle, I only have about 15 seconds, but I got to ask you, when will Americans and folks in Connecticut say enough is enough? This isn't good enough.
I'm hoping it's now. I mean, if this is a moment, a turning point where we can either say we're going to accept what we got and we're just going to live like this, but I don't think anybody wants to live like this. So I just hope people listening understand we don't have to accept it. You know, I'd encourage them. They can reach out to me. They can reach out to Forward Connecticut. We'd be really happy to work together to try and find solutions that will make government work for the people.
Danielle Cheesebro is the first selectman of Stonington, Connecticut, and the Connecticut chair for the Forward Party, a third party. Danielle, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.